This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 12th day of January 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours because we've expanded the broadcast to 4 hours a day. And then, of course, the 1 hour nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. So that's 5 hours of transmission a day, four of it live. And then, of course, many times the nightly news itself is live and expanded and upwards of 6 to 8 hours long when we're covering elections, debates, or other major events. We'll be covering the first presidential Republican debate of 2016 from Fox Business Channel. We'll be analyzing the pundits and, of course, the candidates and more, both at the kiddie table debate and the big kid debate. Obviously, huge economic unravelings continuing today as the world hurtles into the financial abyss. We couldn't hurtle towards the financial abyss if we had an economy based on goods and services. But more and more, it is based not on mining, not on farming, not on commerce, based on actual material or ideas. It's based on derivatives, which are counterfeit frauds, which the establishment has created thousands of trillions of the last 30 years to take over and buy up the world with fraudulent paper. And that's why, as long as we defend that system, we give them total political power over us, the insiders. We let them pick the winners and losers, and it's untenable. And so they're telling us, get ready for austerity and to be poor and to live in 200-square-foot coffin apartments so we can pay more taxes and more rent to the owners. You're going to pay more for the 200-square-foot apartment. You're not going to be able to get a 1,000-square-foot apartment is the point. All the yuppies think, oh, I'm going to get a cheaper apartment and save money. No, you're not. It's designed to take everything you've got and make it to where you can never become self-sufficient. That's the name of the game on a reservation with Native Americans stuck on it, or a British concentration camp, say, in Georgia in 1779. You never let the occupied population be anywhere self-sufficient. That's how you control them. And I know I'm stating incredibly obvious, simple things here, but it's amazing. Big developments on Syria. Big developments on the campaign trail with Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, surging 14 points ahead of Clinton. More and more mainstream media begins to turn on Clinton. She's got a lot of inside power, though, so who knows what's really going to happen. I mean, it's hard to bring her down. Rumors of her demise have been exaggerated, to quote Mark Twain, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall, and she's close to it. She's hanging on by her fingernails, but the witch is a flying monkey, and so the wings don't really let her fly, but they help keep her up and keep some of the weight off. So, you know, she's not just holding on by her fingernails, she's got those little flying monkey wings. Being sarcastic, obviously, before the New York Times puts out a report that I believe Hillary Clinton has monkey wings, flying monkey wings. This morning, I got up and I saw DrudgeReport.com. We can show folks a shot of that. And it says, X-Files goes Alex Jones. And I'll just be honest with you. I'm used to seeing so many articles about me every day. I didn't even really read it because I was so busy looking at financial news, world news, and other stuff. But as I began to read, you know, deeper into the news today, I couldn't help myself but actually read the article. And it's got the creator of the X-Files admitting that the new season, the relaunch, is going to be based basically around this show, and he even admits it. It's pretty amazing.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look at these headlines at InfoWars.com. Integrated Muslim migrants say the world would just go on by itself without Germans. Nobody would notice. They're scum. That's who is brought into Germany. The leftists teach them hatred of the indigenous culture, and then want to override it with a weird amalgamation of gangster culture. This is admitted by sociologists. Gangster hip-hop culture with radical Wahhabist hatred of women, gays, and others, mixed with bizarre leftist anti-free speech oppression. Talk about a mutated mongrel of tyranny. This is really disgusting. New email shows Hillary absolutely ready and willing. The story's up on InfoWars.com right now to foment Palestinian uprising for political gain. Again, this follows the pattern of knowing there's an Arab Spring coming, knowing there's a lot of real beefs, knowing there's a lot of real progressive liberal movements towards women having freedom, lower taxes, less regulations, Thomas Jefferson liberal stuff. They want to head that off at the pass 5 years ago, so they detonate the Muslim Brotherhood operations to flood the Middle East and Africa and take over with radical jihad. And it's in our emails. I mean, we have them, ladies and gentlemen. We know their battle plan, and shame on us if we don't stand up against it. That's just some of the news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got more attacks in Europe, the U.S., and Canada. They're almost daily now with people going into nightclubs, police stations, you name it, and shooting people, suicide vests, attacking, shooting police. And it's really not even in the news that it's an Islamic jihad attack. I mean, you thought it was bad what just happened in San Bernardino a month ago. And it took them 2.5 days to even admit that it was an Islamic attack. Obviously, it was a radical Islamic attack. They'd been trained overseas. The FBI was on them 2 years ago in the mosque. And they sent the Justice Department down to basically engage in a criminal investigation for civil rights violations and ordered the FBI and Homeland Security to leave the mosque alone. And out of the entire mosque of over 500 people, they were targeting those two, and look what happened. So you wonder why the FBI can't stop these people. It's because they're not allowed to. And it's because when the attacks happen, the establishment comes and takes our rights and our liberties. And I want to be 100% clear about something. There have been times in Islam for several hundred years, Lord Monckton's talked about this, when they innovated, they invented science, and they were not as barbaric as Europe was. It's just a fact. But in its first phase of Islam, and now this latter phase, not the middle section, but the third act of Islam, is probably the most barbarous we've ever seen. And it is a radical, expansionist, political system now, not religious. Religion is being used for political control. And people could say, look, Islam is not a religion of peace. Obviously, in the modern sense, it's not. Obviously, in its founding, it's not. Obviously, it's like saying up is down is up, left is right, 2 + 2 = 10. But at the same time, you could argue Christianity is not a religion of peace with periods of its history and some of the things that are in the Old Testament and other areas taken out of context and being applied. I mean, there's genocidal stuff in the Old Testament. Because if one tribe came and took over the Israelites, they would kill all the men and take the women and children. That's what tribes did. It's what the Romans did. But before the Romans came along, and after the Israelites had left and gotten out of Egypt, they basically just started adopting many of the policies that they'd been under with Pharaoh. I mean, isn't that how it is? You complain about the old boss, but as soon as you're the new boss, you engage in that same behavior. So I'm not going to sit here and be dishonest to earn political points and say that only Islam is running around bloodthirsty murdering people. In history, under different phases of every culture, whether it was Zen Buddhist Japanese or the 12 tribes in Israel, Judah only being one of them, I mean, the tribes were fighting each other in Israel, to use an Old Testament example, constantly. And one tribe would be good and would become prosperous. The other tribe would become corrupt and would collapse and go into bondage. I mean, it's a history book, really, to show you the cycles we go through. But whether it's the Muslims, whether it's the Orthodox Christians, whether it's evangelical Christians, whether it's been the Catholics, you've had warlike popes, you've had anti-war popes. There's been different periods in culture. But here's the fact. There's 1.2 billion Muslims. They're being dominated and run by radical groups now. And so Islam itself is being completely radicalized in this period and is a dangerous, bloodthirsty political cult intimidating and radicalizing its own people to the most bizarre extremes. Because when you become a cult, the most radical of the group, whether it be third wave feminist, whether it be Black Lives Matter, whether it be radical Islam, whether it be Second Amendment groups. Whoever is the most radical will end up in an orthodoxy being the dominant. And that's why under leftism, they try to be so radical. Mothers and fathers are bad. He and she is bad. Your purple penguins. Brown bags are racist. Oh my gosh, they're serving Chinese food at the college on Tuesdays. That's racist. Oh my gosh, the hall's called Lynch. Don't hang us. We're scared. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. Oh, really? They run everything. They're taking over. They're the most radical, demanding full political control, and then we acquiesce to it. I mean, if you'll stop saying mother and father, you'll do anything these cultists tell you to do. And it's all over the world. These are power-tripping nuts. They are cult leaders by every historical yardstick, and there is a rebellion against it worldwide. And they want to make that rebellion right wing versus left wing. And the main vehicle of the takeover is left wing. But if we just fight it as we're fighting left wingism, we're going to lose because they've got the controlled opposition of the Republican and the Tory leadership in England and the conservative leadership in Europe. They've got those people on a very short leash, financed, blackmailed, bribed, controlled, intimidated into submission. And if you don't submit like Nigel Farage, your airplane blows up or crashes. And then the wheels are unbolted on your car, so the wheels come off and you almost die last week. Or you're arrested like Marie Le Pen, the leader in the presidential race that's starting up in France. If you're real, they come after you. And I've had them come after me, obviously, in the press, the media, physically as well. So folks need to understand that the totalitarians masquerading as the left are making a move teamed up with radical Islam to actually take over the world. They're not going to install Sharia law this year, even 10 years from now, in the United States, though it's now happening in Paris. It's now happening in Frankfurt. It's now happening in Berlin. It's now happening in many of these European cities. But what is going to come in is leftist police and bureaucracies and South African-style Truth and Reconciliation Commissions under the UN Strong Cities Initiative. This is their announcement to bully local governments, bully local police into submitting to their whole political system and their whole political view, or they'll be destroyed in the media. It's a bunch of intimidation. And then ending free speech, if it, quote, offends any outside group like the Muslims, but then classical libertarian or conservative ideas, Americana ideas, family ideas will not be accepted or condoned. So it's the classic Animal Farm where, you know, they tell you up front all animals are equal. But then by the end, the pigs go, no, we're more equal than you, and two legs good, four legs bad. You know, at first, you know, the humans are bad. We got to revolt against them in the allegory because they're on two legs, and, you know, they all enslave us, and we're all equal, and let's come together and overthrow this. And then the pigs get controlled, and then they turn around and are worse than the humans. Well, that's exactly what's happening. The Democrats are more racist than the Republicans ever were. They are more controlling. They're more out of control. That's why they're dominant. It's why they run the show. It's why everybody's scared of them. I mean, let me tell you something. We've had some corrupt Republicans. And we've had some problems. But the Democrats openly giving Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda, openly overthrowing countries and killing all the Christians that can't escape. I mean, these are some hardcore people. They're not playing games. That's what Hillary's new emails, where she's been caught lying, you know, about she released all of them, is how are we going to foment Muslim uprisings so I can pose as the liberal savior? This is what they're doing all over the world, and they're going to do it here. They're going to bring in incompatible people that can't even get along in their own countries, that run around killing each other 24/7. They're going to bring them here to bully the Muslims that ran here to get away from the tyranny, take control of those communities, and then use them as lockstep political blocks. You know, mosque of 5,000 people in Michigan will vote to a man and woman how they're ordered to. And they're allowed to be political. Oh, but Christian churches, you better not be. We'll come audit you. We'll come shut you down. All right. I'm going to get into the big Syria news, the big election news, the big Second Amendment news, and the big news on the economy. That's really what's big. And then, yes, Chris Carter has come out. It's a big article on DrudgeReport.com and says the new X-Files is based on this show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. By the way, coming up a little bit in the next segment, I went and saw The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it was better than I thought it'd be. It is a very avant-garde film, but depressing by the end. So definitely a new height in cinema, and I can tell you what the bear really does. So spoiler alert straight ahead. Does it really rape them? Well, we'll talk about that coming up. Just because it's interesting to look at culture and to see how it affects people versus reality. But this is one of my big subjects. I wish they'd make movies about the Indian Wars, as they were called, from, say, 1800 to 1840 in the Midwest. That's the real wars. That's the, you know, hardcore stuff. And this film actually touches on it. So that's coming up. We're not about entertainment. We are about history. And I will get into how this broadcast is affecting culture. I've known that most big Hollywood films, now, like The Last Captain America and so many others, action-adventure films, thriller films, you name it, that the directors and writers gather a lot of information directly from this show. And I've been told that by Hollywood folks as well, and I can just see it. Quotes I've made, you know, in major films. And I know there's some other big films being produced and things where they want the rights to actually have an Alex Jones type character, but they want to use my actual quotes. So I've been reached out to in several big films that are about to go into production where there is an Alex Jones character. But I got up this morning, and I'll cover this more in the next segment, because it ties into how successful the InfoWar is. And Chris Carter of The X-Files is in an Entertainment Weekly story. It's linked right in the middle of DrudgeReport.com. It's also up on InfoWars.com. X-Files reveal has controversial new theories. Chris Carter on his hit Fox Return, which warns of UN takeover and links to 9/11 and other things, chemtrails, you name it. And then they just go on to say that it's based on Alex Jones. And then it goes on to say that the topics are, but also the talk show host character. And they say, well, why are you going to have a right-winger on the show? He says, well, Alex Jones really isn't a right-winger. He's a libertarian. So I've never talked to Chris Carter. I know Dean Haglund, one of the characters in The X-Files and also the spinoff, The Lone Gunman, is a listener. He said that Carter was familiar and did follow the show. I was told that about 7-8 years ago. But we never even really reached out to Carter. I'm kind of already covering this now, but I'll cover it more later. But the main reason was the CIA approached Carter and implanted with him topics they wanted covered on the show. And one of them was a group hijacking a jumbo jet by remote control to fly in the World Trade Center to blame Afghanistan and bring in martial law in America. And I know Carter was reportedly freaked out about it, but then, well, I did reach out to Carter through a publicist, but now I think about it, but no response back. But I think if they're basing the new series, they say, on topics I cover and basically Alex Jones and somewhat Glenn Beck. Well, Glenn Beck bases himself on me, and that's well known. I've talked to former Beck insiders where they, when he was at CNN and Fox, they would have like five people listening and watching the show and then taking the material, which is fine. I just don't want to be attacked on top of it then by the guy that takes everything I do and basically twist it around a little bit. I mean, I don't care. I want to just beat the globalists. The most sincere form of flattery is imitation. And I just want to beat the globalist. And if folks have a better delivery than I or a different delivery, then you can take everything I say and do, folks. If you're other talk show host, I don't care. But so many people want to one-up it and say Alex Jones is bad because that's like mounting a big head on their wall in fantasy land. It's a plastic head. It's not my head. But they imagine that they've mounted my head on the wall. And all it does is make us more successful. I'll be honest with you, though. There are some downsides to becoming so successful and popular that you get mainstreamed. I told Politico years ago when Rand Paul won the Senate, I said he won because he was an underdog and anti-establishment. The only way he won't be successful is if he becomes establishment, or if you're even more sophisticated, and if the media embraces him, you are so discredited, that will destroy Rand Paul. And Rand Paul still does great things, still tells the truth. I respect him. He does a great job. But in rhetoric, he's embraced the mainstream and been so gentlemanly and gone after Trump and things. that people have taken him now as establishment, and he's in trouble because he listens to his Beltway advisors that are dumbasses. See, we're changing the culture here at InfoWars. You're following the fake culture.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to get into the leftist globalist plan, not just here, but across the Western world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany, to balkanize and break up society. Hillary and other Democrats are out all over the news. I mean, I see several clips a day now. They don't even play them most days, saying white terrorists, white people are the problem. Just out of a clear blue sky. I mean, we say radical Islamicists. We don't say brown people that happen to be Arab are the problem. It's incredibly racist. But that's where this agenda is going. And then we'll tie it into the latest on Syria and so much more, and then get into what's happening in the culture wars. But you've got the Thursday debate on Fox Business coming up with Trump in the first place, Cruz in second place, on down to people like Jeb Bush in sixth place. So the field is narrowing. Rand Paul was going to be number one at the junior debate, or the kid table debate, as it's called by the media. And like at Thanksgiving, you have the big adult table, and then there's not enough room for the kids, so they're all over there throwing food at each other or whatever they're doing. At the smaller table, they're begging to go outside and play football. Well, I guess that was when I was a kid. Now they want to go watch TV or play video games. And Rand Paul came out and said, hey, please sign a petition to get me in the main debate. And I think the things he's saying, the things he's doing, the polls he's shown, and the fact that he was the front runner previously, says that they should take Jeb Bush out and put him in. So he's skipping the debate, which might be a good move to then make it a big deal that he's not there and then he gets more attention than if he did. I'm not judging that. It might be a good move. What was not a good move, and I say this because I've known Rand Paul 20 years, I know his father well, I respect him, I believe he'd make a great president. But I know for a fact he's got people at his senatorial office who do not like me, do not like the libertarian movement, who tell him he needs to distance himself from his father, and that tell him he needs to act like a Kentucky gentleman all day. And that's just not working. I mean, you notice Donald Trump's main advisor that's helping him win and stay at the front for 6 months under withering attacks is saying, come on my show, align with Alex Jones. Talk about 9/11 and the stand down with Bush to go after Jeb. Talk about Hillary and Benghazi. Talk about Hillary and Obama creating Al-Qaeda and ISIS. These are things I was saying 2 years ago with ISIS, 5 years ago with Syria, with Al-Qaeda. It's coming out of Donald Trump's mouth, and he's winning. And I'm not taking the credit for that, but certainly that's the spectrum in which we swim, telling the truth. And it brings people together because they're sick of being lied to. And so Rand Paul is good on so many fronts, but I wish he was in the lead. I know he's a good guy. I know I can trust him. But he's not. Just like two or three debates ago, Donald Trump looked at him and he said, hey, you shouldn't even be up here with 3%. And soon you're going to be off the stage. Because Donald Trump's sharp, folks. Sharp like a fox. Sharp like a big old blonde-headed wolf. And he knows what it takes to win. He knows what America wants. America wants our borders controlled. When we got terrorists attacking us, flooding in, you shut that down until they're vetted. He says these trillion-dollar companies like Goldman Sachs that have hundreds of trillions in derivatives themselves that are tax-exempt and Google and General Electric, you're going to bring that money back here in America, and you're going to pay a small tax on it. But just bringing the money back is going to make the economy explode because then they'll spend it on factories and jobs and infrastructure here. They're not doing that. Everything he's saying is anathema to the globalists that want a monopoly capitalist system, not a capitalist system. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Berkshire Hathaway. You go to the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the UN groups, every major organization, Mecha, La Raza, the Black Lives Matter Soros groups. They're the enemy, folks. They're the number one, number two, number three, number four. Those big six hedge funds, mega banks, companies, it's all them at the top giving all the money to finance. Mom and dad is a bad word. Your purple penguins. White men are racist and evil. Raise taxes on the rich, which means $100,000 a year. Exempting themselves. I mean, when you're informed and you watch Warren Buffett all over TV every year saying raise taxes on the rich, I don't pay taxes, it's not fair, and then he lobbies hundreds of millions of dollars the last decade to be exempt, I mean, it makes you get high blood pressure. There's no debating it's sick. There's no debating it's out of control. There's no debating But see, he plays tennis and owns Dairy Queen and eats ice cream. He's a friendly little man. Yeah, there's lots of friendly guys in suits that drive around in yellow Volkswagens like Ted Bundy. Or John Wayne Gacy dressed up like a clown. Nothing threatening about that. Every time you see a psycho, they're wearing a suit and tie and driving a non-threatening car. Because they want to be under the radar like a predator. And the predator class plays the lottery ticket culture like a fiddle. I mean, that's what the lottery is, and gambling is a tax on the poor. You know, if Vegas targeted rich people, I wouldn't have an issue with it. And look, they've got their right. Free country. I'm a libertarian. But, man, you know, you go to Vegas, and I've been there for video shoots, films, you name it. Hollywood shoots a lot of stuff there because it's cheap. And, man, I see these poor people. I see these family people. I see folks desperate, dumping everything they've got, the house mortgage, their whole future, into some big glistening, stinking, parasitic system so some mobsters can have more mistresses and bigger, faster private jets. It's sick. But that con game is nothing compared to the big con games of the private Federal Reserve. It calls itself federal. All right, I'm going to get into all this news. It's just that it's very, very frustrating to see the public gamed, to think they're intellectuals, to see so-called liberals who are pseudo-intellectuals, and you start talking to them, and they're so ignorant. They're not even stupid. They're good at social stuff and good at fantasy land and good at playing along with the system. They're good at being delusional, but they're not real enough with themselves to admit they don't have a future on average and that we're going into a system based on austerity to make you poor and controllable. It's 100%. But I've said this hundreds of times, and I'm going to say it again. If we seduce, and seduce is connected to the seven deadly sins, it has a bad connotation, but I don't know a better term for it. If we sell the cultural intelligentsia, the artist, the writers, the poets, the filmmakers, the cinematographers, the sports icons, the actors, the people that lead the fake world, the fake strata, the fake haze that we're not supposed to rise up above and see the elites building their Elysium up on the mountaintop, their golden fields of advanced technology, life extension. I'm about rising above that cloud, rising above the haze. But what is Hollywood? What is the fake culture? It is that artificial haze put there to obstruct what's above it. And they tell the elites in Hollywood, they tell the big directors, they tell the big producers, play ball and you'll be part of the future. But then when they get deeper into it, it's so horrific, most of them run to rural areas of Europe or to New Zealand or to the Appalachians or to the Ozarks because it's so scary. And I've met with and talked to a lot of those people off record, and they tell me almost everyone they talk to in Hollywood, I've been telling this about 3-4 years, is awake and doesn't want to be liberal, doesn't want to be conservative, wants to be libertarian, wants to be 1776, wants private property and freedom and family back, and they're liberal, and if you want to be gay or you want to have an abortion, whatever, they're still liberal in that sense, but they know vaccines are dangerous. They've seen it for themselves. They know there's a global government. They know the CIA tries to make them write scripts a certain way. They know there's secret blacklist. They know people get intimidated, and they're tired of it, and they want to not have to be cogs in the machine. And if this last strata collapses, because the average person in Hollywood or the average person in media is not evil. They're compartmentalized, they're scared, they're trying to go along with the system with whatever cues or whatever signals they get that will make them be elevated. But as they go further down this road, they see the tyranny. They see how naked it is. They see how I and many others broke down exactly what was happening 20 years ago, and now it's all admitted, and they hear me saying what the next phase is, and they see the next phase beginning to be implemented, and they realize, oh my gosh, this guy knows what he's talking about. We better look out. We better listen to him. And they have battles with the big producers. Battles where the White House calls people up. The one story I can tell, because it wasn't off record, and it came out in the New York Times. Call up Mark Cuban. You're going to make a film with Alex Jones? You're going to put Loose Change 2 that he produced in theaters nationwide? We're going to indict you next week for insider trading. Mark's like, I didn't insider trade. They go, we don't care, you son of a bitch. This is on the phone. We're putting you in jail. Cuban comes out and says, whoa, I'm done. Guys, I'm not putting that out. I'm sitting there listening to him talking to the other people on the speakerphone. He goes, I'm out. You know, I wanted to put out avant-garde stuff and free speech, and I don't even totally agree with your guys' views, but it's a riveting film, and I know it would make a lot of money, and I was putting it on 1,000 screens, but you know, I know it's already been downloaded 100 million times for free. I want to put this out, but I'm dumb. And then they didn't care. They still indicted him. He beat them when it came out in court. They sent emails, too, saying, we're going to indict you. For your speech. That's how arrogant they were. They said, we're going to indict you for your speech. I had Lionel Chetwin, who was the right-wing leader of the President Bush's Film Commission, walk into a bathroom, changing room I was in, going on the Conspiracy Zone, a show that was on television, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and he walks in L.A., into the bathroom. And he says, you're Alex Jones. And it was like a gangster in a movie. While I'm at the urinal, he stands there looking at me, intimidating, looking at him. I don't care. Okay, I keep going. Yeah, yeah. Because I went out and debated him right after that, tore him up. I'm going to try to find that. It's somewhere online. And he goes, we're going to kill you. And did this thing with his teeth. And I said, really? And somebody, one of the aides comes walking in, you know, wanting to get us out there. I go, you're going to kill me. Why'd you say that? Because I'm already thinking, I'm going to say he just threatened to kill me. But he thinks we're alone. He'll threaten to sue me instantly. Boom. I go, why'd you threaten to kill me? He looks at the person. He goes, oh, I was just joking. I go on air, say he threatened to kill me. His lawyers call, send letters. I send a letter back going, I've got the witness that he said it. Go ahead and sue. The head of the President's Commission walked into a bathroom and said, we're going to kill you. And he works for the President of the United States. How's that for a real X-Files for you, boys and girls? You think it intimidates me that I'm standing at a urinal and you get in my space and start looking down at what I'm doing? You think I'm that big of a wimp? I'm ashamed of something? You think I'm afraid? You think, oh my gosh, you get in my space, I'm so scared. Oh, you threaten to kill me, I'm so scared. I know what I'm doing, boys. I'm not a coward like you. I don't run in packs. I don't run in gangs. I don't run to the biggest evil thing I can find and cozy up to it because I think it's going to get me ahead in life. I do what I think's right, and I stand up for honor, period. And you can't beat ideas like that. You can cut down my flesh, but you can't cut down those ideas, no matter how many lies you put out, no matter how much you weaponize the media. And to have Chris Carter come out and say, Alex Jones isn't right wing, he's a libertarian. A lot of what he's saying's come true. I think there is a danger of a world government takeover. That's in Entertainment Weekly, folks. We're going to address this from a positive position, but also look at the other side. Go read the article. An Alex Jones character based on Alex Jones. What's that smell like? Smells like victory. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Charlie, don't surf. I love Robert Duvall. I'm digressing. It's not a power trip for me to see things like this going on because I already knew it was going on. The fact that they're saying it is a hat tip. And shows that the system knows they can't cover this up anymore, and they can't stop Hollywood chomping at the bit to want to come out with all this. And I know for a fact, because I was told this by members of the cast, and I'm going to get Carter on, I hope, to talk about it all a lot of it's contractually blocked, that he didn't do a new X-Files because they wouldn't let him do these topics a decade ago. And then he did Lone Gunman to try to do these topics and still was controlled. So the only reason he's coming back with the X-Files is because they're going to let him make what he wants now. Because that's really the big secret, is that 10 years ago, shows like Lone Gunman were greatly based on this show. And it's not bragging when I told people years ago, oh, I've gone out hanging out with Mike Judge of King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, and so much more. Idiocracy, Extract, I mean, Office Space. It just shows the power of what you could have done. I was on Access TV in 95, 96, and 97. And then he came on the show and said this, and then I am the composite with two other people of Hank Hill and Gribble. And people said, you liar. And then he comes on the show and says it. I'm not lying. The point is, that's the power you have. What would have happened if you would have gotten on Access Television, if you would have spoken out? And again, that's just the power of influence. All of us have power. This is not me up here tooting my horn, oh, look, the new X-Files is going to be based on me, you know, with 30 million viewers a night or whatever. It shows how culturally we're having victories, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, the system's going to try to co-opt it. See, now if I don't kind of join with this, the real knives come out.
Prepared to bug out, Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So who are you? So who are you? like to dribble? No, I know our general audience isn't. But I'm talking about the countless millions every week that tune in for entertainment or come across something we're talking about and think, oh, this guy claims they're growing humanoids inside cows. Yeah, and I'm holding up an MIT News article about it. That's what's so frustrating, is that most of what I've been talking about for 21 years in April, is stuff that was in white papers and government documents. Now it's in the news because it's so far along. What about the rights of these creatures? Oh, well, there's no rights for unborn babies, so now there's no rights for old people. Now there's death panels. See how that works? We have a very dark force in control. We have a globalist force taking control of humanity. So, yeah, it's fun to go see a documentary about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley, and the movie ends with a clip of Alex Jones. It's fun to get up and hear the new X-Files is based in great part around what you cover and do. But really, it's not. It was 100 times more satisfying to see top generals come out and say, our government ordered us to help create ISIS. It's horrible. We should stop it. It was way more satisfying to have Cy Hirsch come on. It was way more satisfying to have Matt Drudge in studio. It was way more satisfying to have Donald Trump on or to get an interview with Louis Farrakhan. Because that's the real world, folks. We're fighting against stuff that's world-ending. This TV stuff is fantasy land. That's a reflection that we're doing a good job in the real world informing people that the fantasy land is now being influenced by what we do and more reality is being brought to it. And who deserves credit for helping InfoWars explode? And I mean, when I say 28 million people a week now, you know, it was 20 million a few months ago. It's that's conservative. And then it bounces around the information and causes all these chain reactions. So I'm not gonzo journalism where I report on myself. It's though we are now the story. Who do you thank for it? George Norrie taking Coast to Coast AM 12, 13 years ago, whatever it was, from 90% UFO and goblins and ghosts, which is interesting and entertaining and fine and wonderful, not judging anybody, to 60% New World Order, vaccines, checkpoints, police state, what the X-Files is doing. So George Norrie deserves huge credit for his courage. I know he had to really put himself on the line with Premier Networks. And I'm not going to get into the inside baseball. He put everything on the line to put me on. That's how much credibility that guy's got. He is super Americana, super manly, super confident, super patriot. I mean, 14 years ago when he first had me on there talking to 16 million people a night, they said, your job is in your hands, buddy, if something goes wrong with this. Some of the producers and people were hyperventilating about putting it. It was on national news the next day that he'd had me on. Phone calls were made, everything else, but they couldn't stop the signal because a bunch of executives above that are sick of what's happening, too, and realize what's happening. There's rebellions going on at every level, highest level, lowest level, you name it. And then who deserves the credit after that in an even bigger way? But George Norrie helped launch us an even bigger platform. We were already huge, but he helped it go even larger. And then Matt Drudge took that another order of magnitude and expanded it. So DrudgeReport.com, CoastToCoastAM.com, great jobs and what they've done, because the topics shifting away from UFOs on X-Files to chemtrails, checkpoints, FEMA camps, world government, that's a big deal, folks, because it's all being announced now in the real world. It shows they've collapsed. They can't hold it back anymore. This is a devastating victory. To just hold any audience, they now have to join us.